go ahead and get started now. It's 10 o'clock, and it is 10 o'clock Eastern for those of you who are perhaps in Alaska. What would that be, 4 hours behind, like 6 a.m. or something? And so my name is Maura Lustig. I'm your Wednesday trainer on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team, and it's such a pleasure to be here with you each Wednesday morning. And so, you know, what I'd like to do is get some shares and wins and victories, especially if they pertain to the topic this week, which is three-way calling. Anything that's exciting for you that's been happening in the last 24 to 48 hours. Who wants to go ahead and
Good morning,
share with
Maura.
Us? Yeah, who is that?
This is Michaelyn in Minnesota.
Okay.
And
okay.
Last night we had the Vision Tour in Minneapolis. And the room was huge. The room was packed. But what was so amazing to me that it was packed with young kids and, you know, kids that are doing it, kids that want to do it, and it was just amazing. It was so fun. And so it was so different from something else that I'd been used to because it was so fun, and it was just great, so, and real exciting.
That's wonderful. So, Michael and I'm getting the impression like you perhaps were with a previous network marketing company, so this is such a whole new culture for you.
It is. And, I mean, that's how I want to live my life.
Kind of
smiling and happy and, yeah.
Yeah. And what's lovely about Isogenics is that's true for every age, not just for the START Tour, but the fact that the START Vision Group is becoming so large now. It's a movement that is really taking off. And all of us who are a little bit older, we need to look at how we can connect even more with people that are younger than us. It's a skill we learn over time and through connecting with others in that age group and just learning to be a little bit younger ourselves at heart. So, and Isogenics is the perfect environment to do that.
I know. Well, I'm only surprised when I look in the mirror.
Exactly. I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Michaelyn. And who else wants to share?
Kevin will.
Barb, Bill.
Okay, so I heard Kevin and Barbie.
Barbie, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Our neighbors upstairs have little children, and I kind of started talking to them because their three-year-old has been diagnosed with something, and I felt that nutrition would help. To make a long story short, the father came down yesterday. He sat with me for over an hour. I showed him why Isogenics, because his son has got some of the same similarities that Susan's son is dealing with. And I thought that that video was what would resonate with him. Not only does he want to get his son on these products right away, he wants to look at the business because he wants to be able to help his wife with their three children, be able to be involved with all this that's going on and make money from home.
That's beautiful, Barbie. Yeah, and it's so true because so many people not only suffer in silence, but they live in isolation. And when we connect with community, not only is this transformation on a physical level because of the nutrition, but because you're connected with people who care, the family aspect is invaluable. So it's wonderful that you invited him into the fold, so to speak. Wonderful. Who else has a share?
Yeah,
Kevin. Sorry, go ahead. If you had something else to add, Barbie, and then I know Kevin's
no,
ready
no.
to share.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Kevin, go ahead. It's all yours.
Well, thank you very much. And I just want to congratulate Jessica on our team. She's our newest crystal manager as of the new Crystal Reset promotion. So we just want to congratulate her today. And the second win, Maura, is, and you'll understand this because you and I are very, very close in size of teams, et cetera, is that over the past year, it's been a struggle to watch the team numbers rise because with Isogenics calling the team, sometimes we go down faster than we go up. And that can be a little frustrating at times, and I'm just being transparent with you all, just telling you how it is. And for the first time in quite a while, Maura, our numbers are going up, up, up readily, steadily every day. So that's exciting news, and it's a win for our team.
Oh, wow. I'm thrilled for you, Kevin. That is delightful to hear. And, yes, you're right. We've often been, you know, right around neck and neck with, in terms of the size of our teams and cycles. And, yes, yes and yes. You are a master, and sometimes we reflect on our cycles and we get caught on that, not recognizing how powerful we are. So you deserve this, and I know that you'll be able to support these people so beautifully.
Thank you. Very nice.
Oh, absolutely. Take one more share, and then I've got a share before I get into the training. Who has one more share?
Hi, Mark Terry here.
Hi, Terry.
Did I jump the line here?
No, you're good.
Oh, okay. I want to congratulate our first manager on our team as well, Corey Keith. And he was, for a long time, just signing up a lot of individual people. He signed up probably 80 people, and now he's learning how to co-create and help them become consultants. And he's on his way to director. It's going to happen soon, I think. So we're pretty happy about that. Also, I guess everyone, from what I understand from these calls, a lot of people sometimes find themselves stuck for whatever reason, and it boils down to mindset and things that you're doing or things that you aren't doing. And we have just emerged from a stuck place that I think we found. It's interesting how you can analyze and figure out how to get yourself from that. But I have to say that these calls are amazing in terms of helping one find solutions and get a finger on what the heck is going on. So thank you so much to all of you who are giving this wonderful training. Thank you.
Beautiful share, Terry. Before I say anything else, if you're not speaking, everyone, remember to press star 6 so that we don't have any background noise, okay? Please press star 6. Okay. So Terry, you're so right about, these calls are so important because just even being reminded that we're part of something bigger than ourselves, as well as having our memories refreshed on what we need to do next, and then being able to, be buoyed up by the energy and the shares of others, and then being able to tell more stories because we've heard other people's stories. So that's so true. So thank you, Terry, and I'm glad things are moving forward for you as well. So
thank
I've
you.
Got a few, yeah, you're welcome. So here's a few shares from me personally first. And so first is that yesterday morning I was at the Chamber of Commerce breakfast. We do that once a month here. And was able to connect, with 30 people in the room just because we all have a chance to say our 30-second infomercial. And I nailed it. And, sometimes you fumble the ball and sometimes you know you threw it straight. And afterwards I don't bother to hand my card out to everybody that's there. I don't do that. I wait to see who wants to connect with me after. And I had two people come up and ask for my card. One of them I had a conversation with fully afterwards and now doing more. So I felt so excited about that. And then, I've had one of my personal consultants has just achieved the Crystal Manager Reset. I'm thrilled for her. That's Allison Richardson. And this evening, I'm going to the Start Vision Tour in Toronto with one of my young team members who has not been to an event yet, and she is a real go-getter, and she's loving the program, has been on it since December. And also one of our Start members has qualified. He's one of the three. When Sue Field mentioned yesterday about people in our downline that have qualified for the START tour, well, they're in my downline as well, and one of them is not the START tour. They've qualified for Welcome Home, and one of them is a START member, and I'm thrilled watching him go, watching him build his team, just cheering him on, being there if I can support in any way, but he's doing it. Leaders, they develop. But it's that energy that literally shows up. And that's why all of you are on this call, is because you know that you have to show up and bring yourself to the table and then learn how to master the skills and plug into the systems and tools of support in the community. So with that, I'm going to get into the training today, which is on the topic of three-way calls this week, which is a fantastic topic because it's so central to building your team.
Maura, can I just jump in for a second? Can you just tell us gist of what you said in that 30 seconds, please?
Oh, my God.
We want your magic.
Let me come back to it, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Good question, though, all right? I wasn't prepared to jump in and do it right this sec. I'm so focused on what else I want to cover now.
Okay, good.
So,
good.
All right, so let me think here. So I want to cover the what? Was that a question from someone else? Are we good?
No,
we're good. Okay. So the why, the what, the when and the how of three-way calls. You've had a couple of fantastic calls already this week with Carolyn and Sue. And yesterday, Sue just she masterfully described, you know, the things that hold people back from doing three-way calls. And so, well, first of all, let's talk about the top three reasons why we should do three-way calls. Just basics here. I mean, the underlying reasons for doing them are, like, how do we get paid, right? We get paid for what's in the order basket. We get paid for having retention. And we get paid for duplication. That's how Isagenix compensates us. It's based on what people are ordering, what products they're using, and how long they continue with us, as well as whether they share with others or not. So when is it appropriate to do a three-way call? There's a million reasons to do one. Any excuse will do. typical examples, and Sue really did a nice job on this yesterday, is you know speaking to a brand new prospect, or someone who's a new cleanser to welcome them, someone who is now saying, okay, I want to share this, and maybe they've invited two people to join them, and they become a consultant, or they've advanced to the manager, director, and executive positions. Really, there's so many excuses to come up with to be able to connect with people and, you know, find out what their goals are, pour greatness into them, affirm. So if it's a prospect, you know, it's going to be more about, you know, explaining your story and finding out what their goals are and letting them know what a great person they have been introduced to this by. If it's a new cleanser, you'll be looking at perhaps inviting them to see how they can get even better results with the program, or perhaps modifying it to meet their needs. And if it's a rank advancement, then it's going to be, you know, looking at, do they understand how they're getting paid? Do they understand what this could represent for them and where they can go to for more support? So the third part is, like, what are other examples of three-way? Well, it's certainly the phone call. But it's also, you know, launch parties, events, Skype calls, Zoom calls. There's so many ways to do that combination of, you know, you and someone else connecting with a third party. And why we do them is the validation and social proofing that occurs. I want to emphasize this right away. It's not just validation and social proofing, it's education and it's teaching systems of duplication, like demonstrating. But the validation and social proofing part, if you did nothing else except that, your business would grow. Because I look at the challenge that people have with, they come in and they invite someone to join them with Isagenix. They do maybe a masterful job of telling their story, telling other stories, showing someone systems and tools, helping the person place an order and get started. And, you know, with the 8 steps to success, they may even send out a welcome email and copy it to a few other people. But what they usually don't do at this point that seems to stop people dead in their tracks is the welcome call. And, you know, the challenges being the timing of it, or how to get people on the phone. I mean, Sue did a great job yesterday, so I'm going to just say go back and listen to her recording from yesterday. But the key is it's the validation and social proofing that I would compare to being a parent. That if you when you give birth to a child, that's like being someone's sponsor in Isagenix. You have helped this person come into our world, helps them get results with the program. But like a parent, that's not enough. It's now important for the parent to help the child become socialized, to help them meet other teachers, help them realize that there's something so much bigger here. Even a product user, you don't wait for people to say they want to share with others and they want to make money. That's a whole separate conversation. It may or may not happen at the same time. But when you as a parent, I mean, homeschooling is one way of doing things, but to be able to have children, be nurtured well during the first years, then go off to school, meet new friends, build up their immunity by being exposed to a lot of germs too, and then be trained by other people. Remember, it takes a village to raise a child. Isagenics is your village. I don't know if you've ever thought of it that way or not, but you will not increase order baskets, develop retention, or have duplication occur unless the validation and social proofing is in place. It will not happen in isolation, ever. And people don't realize that enough. Yes, there's education involved, and yes, there's systems and duplication, but the community is the first thing you have to get that is so important to put in place. One of the reasons people don't make that transition is because when we often we come in as a product user to Isagenics, and then we decide that we're going to go ahead and we want to make a little bit of money, we're going to share with a few people, or we just want to help a few people get healthy. And that's kind of moving from the employee to the self-employed, where, yeah, it's more commission-based, you're kind of running your own show, your own business. But the step from self-employed into business owner and investor, that's where leadership is required. And many people struggle with not fully comprehending what leadership is because they've only ever been an employee or perhaps had their own business in the past. The magic component to duplication, to developing a significant income, is leadership. And I know we will be talking more about leadership in the future, but if I could say two things that are key words about this type of leadership that's required here, is it is servant leadership and having a team mentality at all times. And I like that even though it's not on the phone, I would consider this to be a touch of three-way calling, and that is when you invite a prospect or a brand new cleanser, you bring them into the Facebook private groups for your organization that are geared towards helping them get the best results so that they start to hear stories. They start to see the conversations occurring. They get their questions answered not just by you. They do not have to contribute. They can be a fly on the wall. It's a transition phase that even if you don't touch them again for a while, they're learning if they want to. And I find most people are quite happy to be included in a Facebook group, knowing there's no pressure and they can leave at any time. And then gradually they convert. So, you know, if you're not taking advantage of that little thing, because I consider that in a version of three-way calling, very soft. So let's talk about the logistics, and then I'm going to get into some scripts as well. So how do we do a three-way call? Let's talk about just using the telephone, right? So first of all, we'll talk about landlines, and then we'll talk about cell phones, smartphones, okay? So on a landline, everyone that, make sure that you have, for starters, I hope you all have a long-distance plan so that's easy for you to be on the conference calls, right? But, you know, having a long-distance plan so you don't nickel and dime, you don't stress over this stuff at all is so important. And then the next piece is to make sure that your plan includes conference calling or three-way calling. It has call display. It has call forwarding. Make sure you've got a plan that includes that. And then look on your phone for the button that says either flash or link or conference. And those are going to be the tools that you need just to have this basic three-way calling in place. And when you make that call to a third person, you put your first person on the line. Let's say my consultant is enrolling someone new. I'll say they've got a new cleanser. And so they pick up the phone and they call me. And I'm going to have the three-way call with that new person. And then they make sure that we're okay for the call. I say, yes, this is still a good time for me. I'm ready to go. Tell me a little bit more about your person first. And then they press the link or flash button on their phone. And we hear, and then they dial the number. As soon as they hear it ringing, before the other person has a chance to pick up the phone. So the third person has not picked up yet. The minute it rings, you press the flash button to bring back the expert on the phone so that both the consultant and the expert can hear it ring. Then we both hear the person picking up the phone. So your expert is not left in the dark wondering when they're going to come on. They get a sense to hear the energy of that third person right away, just like you do. And now you immediately, you know, say, so let's say it's Susie. Hi, Susie. It's Joan calling. Is this still a good time for us to chat? I've got Maura on the phone with me, and I promised I would give you a call at this time with her. Is this still a convenient time? And so you're double checking, asking for permission. This is still that she's still available, and let's say she says yes. And we've all heard her speaking at that point, so I know what's going on. I know this is a go. And then there's going to be the edification by the consultant of me and of Susie. And then she's going to be passing it over to me to continue the call while she zips it tight and just listens. Not inserting or asking questions in the process, letting the expert do the talking with the new person. To do anything else is to undermine the expert. So key to let them run this. And, you know, they're going to keep it short, 10, 15 minutes perhaps max. If there's a lot of questions and it's a great conversation, of course we can go with the flow. But really try to keep it simple, keep it short. And at the end of the call, the expert turns it back over to the consultant so that it's clear that she has finished with what she was going to do. And then the consultant can wrap up the call. In fact, sometimes the wrapping up means the consultant's going to enroll a new person because of the call that's just happened. The expert can just quietly, you know, just say, thank you, girls. It was nice speaking with you both. I look forward to, you know, cheering you on and hearing your results to Susie. All these things. And she just quietly gets off, and the other two can continue talking. Something else I do want to make sure you know about today is that, you know, depending on who, like, let's say it's a prospect. Depending on what that prospect's level of interest is, you describe your expert to match that. You know, so many people stop dead in their tracks because they think that the person's going to feel pressured to do more. But if you explain to your expert, this is just someone who's interested in the product, well, then the other thing to get permission from the new person to do the call is you simply describe the expert as your nutrition coach. They're not your upline. They're not this, you know, multimillionaire. That the person doesn't care about that. All they care is that you're going to introduce them to someone who's helped you get your results. So, you know, I've got this great nutrition coach. I've been working with her forever. She's had a lot of experience helping other people get their results. And I can't wait for you to meet her. She's a sweetheart, and it's going to be so much fun. And she's not someone who's pushy. She's just going to answer your questions and learn a bit more about your goals, and she's phenomenal at that. So that's a way to you know, have someone be willing to, you know, at least chat with someone without feeling that they have to decide because of that conversation. And the other one is, let's say it is someone who wants to generate an income. Well, then you bring out the guns. Now you're going to say, not only has this person helped, you know, so many people get results, but they've built a large organization, they're a trainer, or whatever it is you want to say about that person, because you'll have their little 5-point bio in your mind of the highlights that the third person would care to hear about. So I'm going to pause there. I'm going to ask for some questions. Who's got any questions or takeaways on this part? Are you there?
Maura.
Hi, Maura. It's Carol.
I hear Carol, and Carol, I hear one other lady. Who's the other lady?
Lois.
Okay.
And
Carol,
Terry,
go first,
Terry's
and then...
Well.
Oh, okay. So Carol, Lois, and then Terry.
Hi, Maura. It's wonderful training this morning. I really liked how you described if somebody's just here for the products, describing the expert as a nutrition coach and really saying, help me get my results. That really is very personal, and I think people will connect with that statement quite a bit. It's an excellent statement.
It's soft, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gentle. Okay, thank you, Carol. Lois, what about you?
And then
for someone who might be interested in the business, the first person in product you introduce your nutrition coach. How do you introduce your expert to someone who's also interested in the business?
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, let's say I was introducing Sue Field as someone who's interested in the business, okay? Because Sue is my sponsor, all right? So I'll use her as an example. If I've got someone who I feel is really keen to be able to, you know, add value to the lives of others and create a significant income, then I will introduce Sue as being someone who introduced me to Isagenix many, many years ago, and that over this period of time, not only has she added value to the lives of thousands, built an incredible team, but is a phenomenal trainer and mentor, and is a millionaire with Isagenix, and generates a beautiful six-figure income for herself and her family, and what freedom this has given their lives, and that's what she pays it forward and wants to do for others.
Okay.
That's how I might introduce Sue.
You describe her. You don't actually give her a label like nutrition coach, but you maybe business mentor or something like that who's helped me is what you would be saying.
And you know, the best way to lock in and load that, Lois, is we tell stories because facts tell and stories sell.
Okay. Thank you.
All right? You want to paint a picture for someone else of why this person is going to be able to help them and what this person is like as a human being. This is all about heart. People, they analyze with their heads, but they decide with their hearts. Nobody's going to care whether Sue is a, you know, six-star, five-star Golden Circle or what. Nobody cares about that stuff, right? They don't understand jargon. Never use jargon in any way, that's for sure. Talk about what Sue's achieved and how she's helping others. Yeah. Okay, Terry.
It's always I always find a challenge to figure out when to have the three-way call when you have someone new. So you've met someone, you've spoken to them, you probably have a sense of what their goal might be, and so do you determine to bring in the expert based on a question that you're not able to answer, or where does that happen?
Okay, so you've raised a really good point, Terry. A couple of things is, remember what I started with there was about validation and social proofing?
Yes.
Okay, that would be like number one reason to do three-way calls. And when you realize how key that is, then the other things just fall into place right behind that. So, and the number one reason never to do a three-way call is for the expert to feel that they have to really handle objections or convince anyone. That's never the purpose of a three-way call. The only time, and the way to make sure that doesn't occur is if you have someone that's asking, remember to press star 6 if you're not speaking. Kevin, do me a favor. Can you put us in conference, quiet mode? Hang on. Oh, it went away. So, don't bring on an expert to convince someone. Thank you very much, Kev. And Terry, you know you can press star 6 to jump out. So, what I do to avoid that ever happening is when you've got someone who, say, has a lot of health-related questions, then you have to get to the bottom of why they're asking. And make sure that it's not just delaying tactic or they're really not interested and they're just trying to push you off. If you ask this question, it's gold. And that is, those are great questions. I don't know the answer, but I know someone who may be able to help us because either she or he will know the answers or they will know where to find them. But before I set up, arrange to have us chat with them, I have to know this from you. If I can help you get all of your questions answered, are you ready to get started? Ready to lose that weight? Ready to have more energy? Is this what you really want? Because we can get the questions answered, and I will handle that for you as long as you're ready to get started when they're answered. That way you're getting a clear focus on what this call is for. It's to support the person who really is genuinely interested and sift and sort out the ones that, you know, really it was just a smokescreen. Does that help, Terry? I hope so. If you're muted, probably.
Yeah, I was muted. Yes, it does, Maura. Thank you very much.
Okay, and the other thing that reminds me of, too, Terry, is that within the three-way call, the track to run on for the expert is CAPI, good old-fashioned CAPI. The expert needs to get on there and immediately establish common ground with the third person. They've got it. I mean, people will listen to you. They may like you, but they will only act on your advice if they trust you. You must build common ground as an expert. You must edify both the person that is, you know, is introducing you to them as well as the new person. Not going overboard. This isn't just all la-la stuff. This is a short, very definite, very personal edification. And then asking permission to maybe tell your experience with Isagenics, and then if they're willing to allow you to make recommendations that you feel will set them up for success. And then, at the end, let's say it's a brand new person who's thinking of getting started and hasn't even ordered their first program yet, that question of, do I have your permission to make recommendations to set you up for success, then leads you into the three options, PresPak, PaceSetter, 30-day, or whatever other programs you feel are appropriate for this person. I hope that helps everyone, too. Have a clear track to run on. Use one, right?
Perfect. Thank you.
Awesome, Terry. Great questions. Anyone else, if you want to press star 6 to come out and play for a sec, and then we're going to wrap up the call. They all went away.
This is Susanna.
Hi, Susanna.
Hi, Maura, dear. This was awesome. I mean, really, really wonderful. When you edify the expert, and you said 5 points. Can you go over that a bit with us, please?
Sure, but you know, if 5 points is, it's not a magic number or anything.
No, from your heart.
Yeah, if it's a nutrition coach, let's see, if it's about me, for instance, you know, Maura is a friend and mentor of mine. She's my nutrition coach. She, you know, when I first started this, Maura helped me get answers that helped me get better results. Maura has been, you know, helping people get results for many years, 8 years almost. In March, it'll be 8 years. And she and her husband are walking billboards. They really walk the talk. They are passionate about helping people improve their health, and they're active people, and they have a granddaughter, and they love to be outdoors. Or whatever you feel is a good matchup with the person you're introducing me to, if you feel there's something personally about me that could connect with that, like they might be an artist. He might mention that I'm an artist. Those are the ways to come at this. It's not just cookie cutter. I hope that kind of makes sense, too.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because if you have someone that you want to introduce as a nutrition coach, you ask them to provide you with key points, like what they're passionate about, what their experience has been, and you know, how they feel they can help you. What value can they add? Ask them those questions.
Okay, I'm writing like quick. Their passion, so you ask them about their passion. Second thing was what?
Oh, their experience.
Okay, yeah.
You know, what is their area of expertise? And what about family? You know the form, family, occupation,
yes. Yeah.
Recreation,
yeah.
And meaning. Yeah. If you have that, those are four areas right there. And depending on whether it's a person who's, you know, engaged in Isagenics already, you might use their rank as well. Might mention they've got a team of thousands of people. That's, if it's someone who's a very good on social media, someone who really uses social media to connect, and I know she'll be able to answer your questions about that. There's so many ways to do this. There's, you know, don't feel that you can fail at this. You can't fail. Just think about who is this person? What do I know about them that I'm impressed by? What would I want my new friend to know?
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
I want you all to get rid of the fear around this because, remember, validation and social proofing is the primary goal. It's creating community. It's stepping into servant leadership so that people will order, they will they will stay, and they will invite others to come and play.
I love it.
Yeah. So, everyone, I'm looking at the time, realizing I need to call it a day. And so tomorrow is our Health Coach's Corner, and Steve Bentley is on the second week of the month, so I guess that's going to be on deck for tomorrow. It's going to be an exciting call with him, and then Kevin's going to wrap up three-way calling for us on Friday. Everyone, go out and make it an incredible day. See who you can do three-way calls with today. I would love to hear shares tomorrow morning and Friday morning about people that have gotten into action doing the three-way calls. Love you, everyone. Bye-bye.